I'm Marcel Portuto, the Sports Inquirer, here with Christy Piedmont. We'll go over this past weekend. First, October 31st on Halloween, had a close 3-2 victory over Jacksonville. Had 55 assists in the matchup. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, the amount of assists I get is totally dependent on the amount of kills everyone else gets. So, you know, I just put the best hit of the ball up there and leave the rest to my hitters. And
yeah,
they do a good job of that. So
it sounded like it was a very long and lengthy match before all the kills and digs and assists. Was it just a grueling matchup overall?
Yeah, it was one of those where, you know, Jacksonville's a good team, but, you know, we had a good game plan and we stuck to it. And we, you know, being a team that never gives up and always fights, like, you know, we were grinding it out there at the end. And
right. Unfortunately, the next day you had a 3-2 defeat against North Florida. You're up 2-1, but you struggled to close it out. What can you take from those that matchup into these next games coming up?
You know, our mentality is always to keep fighting. And obviously, after coming up, like, you know, Jacksonville being a good match and next day North Florida, you know, we had a good match. We just have to keep playing positive, playing upbeat, and keep, you know, going after it, even though, you know, sometimes the fifth game doesn't always turn out the way you hope it to. But
right. And for your efforts, you were named the A-Sun Freshman of the Week for the second time this season. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's totally a team thing. You know, my team does that for me. You know, you can't get Freshman of the Week without your team winning, without your team playing well. You know, your team has to come out and play for you to play well as well.
Yeah, you have 4 matches left in the season. You're really getting the crunch time trying to get into the A-Sun playoffs. What's the mentality of the team as you get towards the end of the year?
We're trying to stay positive, and we are definitely going after it. We're just going to leave it all out on the court and play our hearts out, and, you know, the results will come from our effort.
Good. Now, you have this weekend coming up. You're going to be on the road against Stetson and Florida Gulf Coast. How has practice gone so far in preparations for those matches?
Good. I mean, we prepare the same way for every game. So, on the road, at home, like, we're in the gym, we're training hard every day. And hopefully those efforts carry over into the game.
All right, we're going to absolutely. Sorry for getting you off there. Now we're going to go off the court. You are a nursing major, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, what interested you in that field, and what are you kind of looking to pursue, you know, post-college or even while you're still in school?
Well, I just have always had a fascination for anything medical. And as gross as it sounds to some people, like, parts of the body just interest me. And so I've always known that I wanted to do something with medical. And I mean, a lot of things interest me, like business and, you know, accounting. I could definitely see myself down those roads, but if I didn't have something medical in it, it would just be like, I'm missing something. So hopefully I'm going to do nursing for 4 years, and it's a very hard program at Kennesaw, and then do nurse practitioner after that.
Okay.